We got room for you. Come on. Well, good morning. So, hi, Zachary.
You know how I came up so far?
Because you knew what was going to happen next.
Well, Dad told me.
He told you. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you know why we have you come up here? You don't?
Because children going to start.
Why do we want to do a children's lesson? You don't know? Does anybody know? So you can learn. That's right. So I'm going to try my best to try to, I think you already kind of, you know what I'm going to tell you about today, but try to find a way to help it to furthering your understanding, I guess, to make it a little truer, a little deeper. So I'm going to do something a little different today. You guys good at pretending? Probably. Are you? Why don't you pretend? This rope I have here, nice piece of rope, that this represents, that this is my connection to God, our connection, everybody's connection to God. This rope right here. It's, you know, we read that song, Peace Like a River. That song, well, a few while ago, me and Jesse went canoeing. And we were on this spot where the water was so still that if you looked at, if I took a picture of it, you would have thought I was taking a picture of the hillside. The reflection was perfect. It was not a ripple, nothing. It was so peaceful. And when we are surrendered to Jesus, when we have repented of our sins and decide to follow him, we can have that peace in our soul. That's what that song is talking about. So when we have this nice strong connection with God, when we're doing, when we're repented, when we are following him, we have this strong connection. But there's a problem with people. There's sin can break that connection. The Bible says that God will judge his people. He says that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. When we sin, this is broken. Come up here. Take this. Cut that right there. Come on, you can do it. Not working very good, is it? Got it. Let me see. They're not the best scissors in the world. You almost got it. You almost did it. There you go. No, you don't want those. Go sit down. So when we sin, it's broken. And you know, there's a lot of people in the world who feel like if they, first of all, are any of you sinners? Anybody ever disobeyed their parents? Yeah. Lied or taken something that wasn't yours. Right? God, the Bible says that all people are sinners. Everybody has sinned. And we're under judgment of God because of that. And there's a lot of people in the world who say, well, I'm just going to be a good person. I'm pretty good. I'm as good as most people. So that should get me into heaven. Or they just think if they just follow the traditions that they've been taught, their parents, it's kind of like taking this and kind of trying to just tie it in a knot and saying, there, I'm all fixed. I'm all better with God now because I still got my rope. But the problem is there's kind of breaking it. Even though we tied it together, it's kind of just trying to be a good person, just trying to do well or just live a pretty good life or following what your parents did, it doesn't really help. I mean, it's pretty strong, but you're really not connecting to God anymore. It's still two pieces of rope. That's what a lot of people do. They try to mend it in some way. But, you know, there's this, one of the songs we sung, oh, Peace Like a River, it's a really beautiful song because it really demonstrates what I wanted to talk about this morning. It says that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate. Do you know what that means? It means that Christ cared that we can't fix our sin, that tying a knot is not going to do it. Said he cared about that. And he shed his own blood for my soul. Jesus, that's why we sing about the blood, because he died for your punishment. This connection was broken between you and God because you disobeyed your parents, because whatever you did, whatever we all did, it says all of us are sinners. And all of us had this cord broken. And we can't fix it. We can tie as many knots as we want, but we're still not really, we can't fix it because we're already guilty. Even if I never, ever sin again, I'm still going to be punished on sin I already did. But Jesus, he took your punishment. He got whipped bloody, his back whipped bloody. For us, for all of us. It says we love him. That's other song we sang. It said we love him for wearing the thorn crown brow. I don't know if you ever thought about that, but that is what he put a thorny crown on his head. How do you like that? He was willing to let him put it on him for us. So what we really want is a full restoration. We don't want this thing that's tied together like that. Spencer, come here. Grab hold of that knot. Just hold the knot. Hold the knot. There. That's what we really want. We want this full restoration that we can be. That's what Jesus did for us. That's how amazing it is that he can take a broken relationship with God and just mend it. And he did it for us. So I hope that gives you a little deeper understanding of who Christ is and who we are and what he wants for us. Thank you. You can sit. Because Christ took our punishment, your punishment, we can have a full restoration. Nothing wrong, no break, no knots, nothing. There's nothing we can do to fix it, but Christ can do it. And he has done it. So I just want you to understand that as you get older and you start thinking more, someday you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to follow your own path or his path. And that's, he can give you that peace in your soul and that full restoration. So I hope you can understand that. So anyway, I guess we're done. You can go back to your seats. Thank you.